always throw a little Queens of the Stone Age at the end of the song to kind of mitigate the Huey Lewis factor. This is another song that I keep hoping NPR would put at the top of some little news item about corporate greed, but nope. This week, there's all the new Goldman Sachs stuff. I'm like, oh, come on. Still not. Oh, well. Was anybody really... Here's the thing I was thinking. I mean, the housing market, I remember right after the dot-com crash, right? And there were a few people who were going, now real estate's never gonna go down. I mean, you did all this right now, but real estate is where it's at, man. And the prices were going, I mean, I feel like a lot of people I knew saw this coming, and none of us are economists.
Yes.
I know a bunch of guys in construction and a couple of farmers and a lot of people who work for, you know, like, I don't know, food security stuff for NGOs and stuff, and an architect, and they all saw it coming. Maybe they should work at a bank. I don't know. Then again, the good news, I guess that's the good news about the news of the last week, is they did see it coming, and they made lots of money for themselves off of it while destroying the very institutions they worked for and most of the country's economy. It's a wonderful thing. You know, got very rich betting against things they were investing in. If you ever listen to, there's this podcast I'm enjoying. It's one of those weird things. Like when I was a kid, I remember like I would read the front page and I would read the entertainment section and I would find the comics. And now when I look at a paper, usually the comics, I don't know, they don't have that many anymore. Calvin and Hobbes isn't in them, so why bother? But they... You know, these days I actually don't read the entertainment section. I read the front page and then I read the business section, because at some point there was like this weird shift where I have no actual interest in money per se, but I realize things happen because of it. And then it became very interesting. And there's this podcast on NPR called Planet Money that has just some wonderful, wonderful, like you go, how does this stuff work? And they actually manage to talk about this stuff in a really surprisingly understandable way. They had a beautiful segment recently on a company called Magnetar that was doing exactly what Goldman Sachs did, which is, you know, buying a bunch of CDOs, basically buying the bottom tier of these giant tranches of crap mortgages, like these junk mortgage tranches, and they would buy the equity level, which is the cheapest, it should be said, but by far the most risky tranche of these mortgages, and they would buy that so that, because they bought the most risky part, everybody else would invest in the rest of it, and then they would take out insurance on the entire thing. Mm. And the insurance was, of course, worth far more than their tiny little bottom portion, which could drop off the edge of the cliff for all they cared. And it's like, it was a great way to make money betting that it would crash. And apparently, like a week after they released this thing, and it goes into great detail on how it worked, and a week after this, all the Goldman Sachs stuff came up. So it's fascinating if you're ever curious where your money went. I digressed, didn't I? Have I brought people down? Trying to think. There's a cool volcano in Iceland, and he can say it. Okay. No, I'm not gonna play the song I was gonna play, because now it's too sad. Okay, I'll play that. Then I'll play one that's also sad.